This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I want to share a powerful story with you. Fred Craddock was a professor at Vanderbilt University in Tennessee. He started out as a professor at Johnson Bible College. He taught in Oklahoma. He was at Vanderbilt for a while. He was at Emory University when he retired in Atlanta. But when he was a professor in Vanderbilt, he went to Gatlinburg, Tennessee to stay at a lodge. He was tired. He went with his wife. They wanted to get away from people. And he told his wife, "Let's just get away from the weekend. I'm tired of teaching this week and I just want to be alone." So they're sitting at this lodge in the dining room having their meal, when the owner or the manager of the restaurant, or that's who he thought he was, came walking around and was introducing himself to people and shaking hands with the guest. And Fred Craddock said to his wife, "I hope that guy leaves us alone. I don't want to talk to anybody." Well, you know what happened. He came over and said, "I'm the person who runs this lodge. I'm glad you're here. And what is your name?" And Fred said, "Fred Craddock." "Well, Fred, what do you do?" He said, "Well, I'm a professor." He said, "Well, what do you teach?" He said, "Well, I'm a professor at a seminary at Vanderbilt. I teach ministers." And the man said, "Well, I've got a story about a minister." And he pulled up a chair. And Fred Craddock said, "Oh, no, here we go. I'm going to have to listen to 20 minutes of some man talking about some preacher's story." Well, he wasn't prepared for what he was about to hear. And first, he was actually angry about it. But he said, "When I was born illegitimately to a woman who never married my father. We lived in a small town in Tennessee that we grew up in, and the reproach that fell upon my mother fell upon me." Some of you have trouble believing this, but other people won't. He said that when I would go to school, the kids would have nicknames for me, nicknames that I couldn't even mention. They would make fun of me because I didn't have a father. I used to be so embarrassed because I didn't have a father that when the recess bell rang, I would run out and hide because I didn't want to face the children. But he said every Sunday I would go to church and I would sit and listen to this minister preach about the love of God, and I would always slip in late in one of the back pews, and then I would slip out early so that I didn't have to talk to anybody or interact with anybody. Get the picture? He would come in late, back pew, slip out early so he never had to talk to anyone. One Sunday, he said, "I was trapped because people came in after I did, and I couldn't move. And as the service was over, the minister walked right down to the aisle to the back of our church, and he stopped and looked at me and said, 'Son, you are the child of,'" and he thought, "Oh no, he's going to guess. He's going to try to guess who my dad is." And then the minister, for whatever reason, said, "Son, you're a child of God. You're a child of God. Go claim your inheritance. Go claim your inheritance." Then Fred Craddock said to this man who's talking to him, what's your name again?" And he said, "My name is Ben Hooper. Ben Hooper. Ben Hooper." He said, "Were you the governor of Tennessee years ago?" He said, "That's right. I'm the former governor of the state of Tennessee." When he grew up, he was considered illegitimate by the culture, but he found out in his relationship to the Lord, he was a child of God. He discovered what 1 John 5 says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called the sons and daughters of God."
Well, next week on Cross Hope, we'll look at chapter 3 of Joshua. It's a message entitled, "Crossing the Uncrossable," when Joshua led the people across the Jordan River at flood stage, and how God helped them to cross what was considered to be an uncrossable river. God works in the uncrossable rivers of your life that we'll talk about next week. God bless you, and thanks for listening to Cross Hope.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.